Got a nerve or two left. All right. Sunday morning, 5/5/24. Clear comms, right? 5/5. All right. Military term, 5/5. All right. The history of the world again. This is called reinfection.
The title is The History of the World, and subtitle?
Reinfection. Yeah. Dear Jesus. This is the history of the world. Reinfection repeatedly. If all the infection is not taken out, then it will continue to infect. History. His story. My story is the word of truth. Men with this infection have gone to great lengths to get rid of my word and replace it with myths, legends, and fables. We hear usually at least one Christian probably every day that's hooked up with. I heard a lady say, I used to like this certain programmer and they had a lot of good information, but they've gone totally new age. And I'm thinking, well, touche, lady, at least you pick up on it. All right. There cannot be heaven and earth until all the infection is eradicated. What is going on now in your nation is the purging. So many are up in arms that it is taking so long. If they really had a clue, they wouldn't be saying that. It had to be this way. All the virgins woke up, but some fell back asleep. Those that are not evil but uninformed will have to be trained in the ways of the kingdom, a mass reprogramming operation. That's where the church comes in. That's where the apostolic. You don't have to be an apostle to be an apostolic teacher. And that's what the church needs. Just like Kim Clement said, we need to return to apostolic Christianity. What does that mean? We go by the doctrines of the faith. Whatever office you stand in, or whatever place God puts you, it's His doctrine. Not our doctrine, it's His doctrine. In Genesis 6, I purged the known world from evil. After a while, it begins to show up again. We see chapter 11, we see, you know, okay, Nimrod. This time, there will not be any reinfection. The last day of battle will be after Satan is loosed for a season. The reinfection process will start again when he's loosed. But it will be squelched quickly. How come? It will not be overnight, this turnaround. Oh, wait a minute. It'll be squelched quickly. It will not be overnight, this turnaround. People must be born again and be retrained. My word will bring dark to light. In other words, because the church will be walking in his doctrine, they will immediately, power will come down from heaven and squelch Satan's works. It won't be allowed to prosper like it has been nothing but took over the world. It will not take over the world. We'll have enough time, 1,000 years, to get the church in line. And the new generations, you know, coming. There will be no mercy for those who will not repent. I am removing out of my kingdom all that will harm or hurt. Begin to call in from the north, south, east, and west mass repentance. What is repentance? It's a turning your mind, changing your mind for the better, actually, is what it means. Begin to call in from the north, south, east, and west mass repentance across this nation and worldwide. It is the time of the coming to me, the coming to Jesus movement. Heard of the coming to Jesus meeting? Well, this is a coming to Jesus movement. They have become pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. Absolutely. Those that have harmed the little ones, there will be no reprieve. I'm no longer winking at the evil, but demanding repentance. None of this just go along to get along, just do your thing, a toe in, you know. live like the devil the rest of the week. I don't need more of that. No more of that. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It will be like Genesis 6. A flood is coming, a flood of justice. I think the flood's already here and at work. If anything that is unclean is left, it can reinfect. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. That's why they say what they're going to do, especially when it comes to the money, which the root of the love of money is the root to all evil, that they're going to do it all in one day, all over the world. It'll be synchronized because there's militaries all over the world working with our military to these operations. Keep this in perspective when you're tempted to gripe and complain, for there is still a lot of stuff that is left to do. Remember how great this evil was and that it is a purging of the entire earth. Use your mouth to further the operation by the things that I've told you to say. It will fill the atmosphere with positivity that will help in the eradication process. In other words, we're not independent from these warriors in the natural. We are spiritual warriors, and we are working together with them to get this accomplished. Pray for my messengers, those that bear the sword, locally, nationally, and worldwide. Your positivity in the spirit realm helps them in the natural realm. Your spiritual sword will manifest as a natural sword. In other words, what you say, the sword of your mouth, the sword of the spirit coming out of your mouth, will manifest as a natural sword in their hand to take out the evil. Spiritual warriors and natural warriors working together to eradicate this great evil. Right here, let me read this. This is Romans 13:4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. That's what these agents are doing. These special ops. This military operation. All right. From the get-go, really they let us know that this warfare that they're, it's unusual warfare, it's mostly underground. And they have to wear these suits that sometimes they have to stay in them hours and hours. They cannot eat in those suits. They can drink, but they cannot eat. And once they go in there, they can't come out. They can't take that suit off. They cannot come out. They're in very straitened circumstances in these tunnels. Lots of loss of life. So when we want to gripe about the groceries are too high, the rent's too high, the whatever's too high, think again. Think what's really going on and what that price they're paying. This is a little price for us to pay for what they're doing for us. Wouldn't you agree? All right. The sword is a knife or a dirk, figuratively. It means war, judicial punishment. Isn't that what's going on? We're in a war. It's irregular warfare, not like any war we've ever known about. But nonetheless, it's judicial punishment. My thoughts, we are not just bystanders in this operation, but part of it. Vladimir Putin, the real raw news, put to death 450 by firing squad that participated in the COVID vaccination scam. No quarter given. No last meal, no last rites. They took them out 25 at a time, and they did not remove the bodies of the ones that were already shot. They didn't even blindfold them. They got to see all the dead bodies around them and the stench. They did that until all 450 were executed. My thought, I think in America, we are just too nice. This is how they've gotten away with everything. Yeah, on this one.